From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stock prices have opened sharply lower following the lead of overseas markets. Analysts say hopes that Asian countries could bolster the global recovery have faded on some downbeat numbers out of Japan and China today. And the Commerce Department says the U.S. trade deficit has widened unexpectedly, increasing nearly 19% in June, up to its highest level in more than a year and a half. NPR's Paul Brown is with us. Paul, what are manufacturers saying about these latest trade numbers?
Well, Craig, I just spoke with Tom Dusterberg. He's the president of the Manufacturers Alliance. That's a trade group. And he says that U.S. manufacturers are losing market share domestically and internationally and not growing as fast as they need to grow to give a jolt to the economy.
So what does he believe needs to happen?
Well, Dusterberg says a few things. For one,
we need to get back in the game in terms of trade opening measures. The Asians are going very quickly to form regional free trade agreements. And even Europe is starting to get into that game. We're stuck. We can't even pass the Korean Free Trade Agreement.
Dusterberg also says in particular that China needs to value its currency realistically and that the U.S. needs to be careful that new regulations don't become even more burdensome than they already are compared to those in other countries.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board, Deborah Hersman, says investigators have a lot to consider as they try to determine what caused the plane crash in Alaska that killed former GOP Senator Ted Stevens and four other people.
We're going to be looking at the weather. We're going to be looking at operations. We're going to be looking at the aircraft, at the experience of the pilot. And so we haven't ruled anything out at this point in time, and everything's on the table.
Hersman on CBS's Early Show. Four people survived the crash, including former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is opening more federal waters in the Gulf of Mexico to fishing. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO says the area affected is off the coast of the Florida Panhandle.
NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco says inspectors have been sniffing seafood samples for traces of chemical dispersants, and chemical testing found no oil.
The Food and Drug Administration has indicated that the compounds that are in the dispersants are not of concern for human health, human safety.
She says testing will continue at dockside and at markets to track long-term effects of the spill. About 22% of federal waters in the Gulf remain closed to fishing. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A Democratic senator in Colorado has bucked the anti-incumbent mood that has led to the defeat of a number of incumbents this year. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado held off a strong challenge to win renomination. Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 203 points. The Nasdaq is off 53. This is NPR News. The death toll from the mudslides and flooding in northwest China has jumped further. Government-controlled news media there say now nearly 1,200 people have been killed and hope is fading of finding any more survivors. Searchers have had to cope with heavy rain, which is also raising concern about more mudslides. The Supreme Court in the Canadian province of British Columbia has upheld the finding of a public inquiry that tasers can be fatal. Dan Karpinchuk reports that ruling is a setback for the makers of those weapons.
Taser International challenged the findings of the inquiry led by retired Judge Thomas Braidwood that its weapons can kill. That inquiry was launched in the wake of the death of a Polish immigrant at the Vancouver airport in 2007 after he'd been hit several times with a taser fired by police. Taser International says the findings were unfair, unfounded, and a smear on the company's reputation, and it asked the court to quash many of the findings of the report, arguing that the conclusions were not supported by the facts. But British Columbia Supreme Court Justice Robert Sewell said Taser's arguments held no merit and that the findings were reasonable. Taser says it's considering an appeal. It has a history of taking legal action to defend its products. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The heat wave gripping much of the nation is not letting up today. Meteorologist Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service says heat warnings are posted from Nebraska to Oklahoma and eastward into the lower Ohio Valley.
The combination of the afternoon high temperatures, which will be up in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees, and the high humidity is going to make it feel more likely around 110 degrees this afternoon.
Eckert says a frontal system may bring some slight relief to the Ohio Valley later in the day. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.